Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Tes Zayin, the 16th Perek. This Perek is the rebuttal of Iyov towards Eliphaz, where Eliphaz spent the last Perek talking about why he believes that righteous people suffer, and as we said, that is because they sin, and wicked people prosper, which we said is actually he believes that wicked people don't prosper at all because their lives are miserably filled with terror and fear. Iyov responds, and the truth is the Mefarshim tell us that this perek, which is a relatively short perek for Sefer Iyov, actually has nothing new. There's no massive chidushim in his words, but once again we're going to hear him play out his main concepts, which is that he is in pain, he is suffering, and his friends are just not being what friends should be for somebody who's going through something like this. The perek opens with Pasuk Beis, Shamati ke'ele rabos, I've heard what you guys have to say. We know that he said this multiple times to his friends. I know the spiel. I know what you're saying. Menachame amel kulchem, you people are people who are comforting me with nothing. You think that you're really trying to be Menachemi, but you're not. And we actually need to ask ourselves, do the friends actually think that they're being Menachemi? Are they comforting him? Or do they see their role not as comfort, but as education, which maybe is the mistake that they're making? And he goes on to say that he is exhausted and he is suffering and it's all too much for him. We're going to take a look at Pasuk Vav. In Pasuk Vav, he says, like this, he says, Im adabra, lo yechashek ke'evi. If I speak, then I'm never going to be satisfied. My pain will never go away with the words that I'm going to say. I'm talking and talking, and trust me, it's not helping. It's not doing anything for me. Va'achad la ma mini yahaloch. And if I don't talk, if I stop talking, then I've got nothing to lose, meaning nothing. There's no advantage either way. I'm stuck here between a rock and a hard place. If I continue kvetching and complaining, it's not going to bring me comfort. If I stop talking, that's also not going to be a benefit for me. So what am I to do? And Pasuk Zayin, he suggests, Ach ata hel'ani. And there's two ways of reading this Pasuk. The one is to say that I am exhausted. I'm exhausted from my suffering. My suffering has finished me off. Hashimosa kol adosai. And my Eida, my community, has been totally obliterated and destroyed. I have no one left. I'm alone. I'm abandoned. Again, same words that we keep hearing from Iyov. However, the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra read this slightly differently. And what they're saying is like this. The words, when he says that he is exhausted, Achata hil'ani, he's not saying that the suffering has exhausted me. He's saying the arguing has exhausted me. I'm tired of debating with you guys. The hashimosad is not from the word shomam and shmema, which is destroyed or desolate, but the word lehishtomem, which is shocked. The hashimosad kol adosai, says the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, means, and you have shocked my entire community. Remember that he last perek, he was accused of being a bad influence to people. And he's turning around and he's saying, me, I'm a bad influence to people. Everybody's watching the way that you're trying to comfort an other, and they are horrified. You have shocked them in your terrible, terrible attitude towards me and towards my suffering. And he continues to talk about how horrible it was that their response to his suffering and how much danger it's causing him and damage it's causing him. Pasuk Yud, Pa'aru alai pihem. You've opened your mouths against me. Cherpa hiku lichyai. And your shame that you're throwing at me is hitting me on my cheeks. Yachad alai yitma'laun. And together, you've gathered up together against me. You're ganging up against me. You're uniting towards me and you're hurting me and your words are hurting me. And here we're seeing something really interesting, which is that what he's essentially saying to them is that, yes, God caused me suffering, but you guys are causing me a whole other level of suffering by being so nasty and being so determined to say that I have sinned. Pasuk Yud Aleph drives this message home where he says, Yaskireni el el avil. He says, God has handed me over to you evildoers, you wicked people. Va'al yadei rasha'im yarteni, and he's thrown me to these horrible people who are you guys. And the Yisurim that God's given me is compounded by the fact that he has put me into the hands of these people who used to call themselves my friends. You are no friends. And this is not the way to deal with the person who is hurting. Pasuk Yud Beis really gives us the sense of the dramatic sense of confusion that he's feeling when he says, Shalev Hayiti, I was at peace, my life was good. And you know what happened? The year parpeni, the achaz ba'arpi, the yefats peni. And he took me, Hashem, and he shattered me into lots of pieces. And then after he shattered me into pieces, achaz ba'arpi, he grabbed hold of my neck and he again smashed me up into pieces. The yekameni lo lematara, and he used me as his target for imagine like bow and arrows. The Malbim explains this as he's playing with me in the way that a lion would play with his food. He wants to destroy me. He wants to eat me up and consume me, Hashem. But this long, drawn-out process of this sefer, which is the discussion with you and me and his friends, this is God just torturing me unnecessarily, as if it's an animal playing with the food that he's about to kill, hunt down, and destroy. You guys are my Yisurim. This is not just a response to what I'm going through. What I'm going through is the way that you're treating me. And I think we can relate to this concept that Yisurim is one thing, but when, you know, as on a national level, we certainly feel this. Going through suffering is one thing when the whole entire world, it feels like at least, turns around and says we deserve it. Well, that's a whole other level of pain. The betrayal of humanity is a whole different level of destruction and devastation which we experience. And now he defends himself. In Pasuk Tes Vav, he wants to say, I'm actually just doing the right thing. He says, I know you think that I'm misbehaving, but you should know, Sak Tarafti Ale Gildi, I have put like a sackcloth over my scars and my wound. I'm just switched to self-preservation mode. I'm just trying to survive here. And I have covered my shine, my spark with dust. I am in a state of mourning. I'm in a state of tragedy. And everything that you keep saying to me, that I'm saying the wrong words to Hashem and Hashem's angry with me, I'm not. I'm just hurt. I'm just sad. I'm just broken. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Aloch Hamas B'Kapai. I did nothing. I did nothing wrong, and I have experienced this horrible reality. Utfilasi Zaka, and my tefillah, my davening to Hashem has constantly remained perfect and pure and righteous, and I have not broken down in my spirituality at all. And again, we ask ourselves, really? Because this is the same Eov who three prakim ago was cursing and saying things which were heretical to Judaism. And here he's saying, Tfilasi zaka, I'm a good Jew. I'm a good, well, not necessarily a Jew, but I'm a good prayer. I pray nicely to Hashem and I say the right things. And then he turns to the land, and you can hear the bitterness as he screams out, Eretz al tachasi dami, land, do not cover up my blood. Ve'al yimakom leza'akasi, do not become a place in which my outcry is silenced. The world should know that I am suffering, and not only that, you, my friends, are not taking my side, but Pasuk Yotes, Gamata Yine Shamayim Edi. I want heaven to be my witness. I know you think I sinned, but God knows what goes on in the deep recesses of my heart. He knows I didn't. I want him to testify. V'sahadi b'mamorim, and I want Hashem from up on high to testify and to show that I am innocent and that I don't deserve what I'm experiencing. Pasuk Chaf, Malitzai Re'ai, my friends who have not really been my friends, but these people are people who are bringing me these mashalim and trying to explain to me my suffering. El Elokai Dalfa Einai, but really it's God who I'm crying to. Friends, Tzofar, Eliphaz, Bildad, I'm done crying to you. I'm turning to God, and I want him to respond to me. I want him to tell me why I'm going through this. He knows that I don't deserve it. And he says, V'yochach legever im Elokai, let God prove to man what's really going on. Uben Adam l'ra'ehu, and between man and man, let God come here and deal justly and fairly with you also for how you've treated me, which is actually what happens at the end of the Sefer when Hashem turns to the friends and reprimands them. And here, once again, despite his opening of vulnerability here, which we really are seeing in a very clear way, he once again reverts to his weird and strange ideologies. Pasuk Chafbeis, he says, Kishnot mispar ye'etayoy. He says, because the years of my life are numbered. V'orach lo ashuv eheloch. And I'm never coming back here. I'm walking on this path called life. I'm going to die. So God, can you just come and deal with these people, deal with my reality, prove my innocence so that I can move on, because there is no trias amesim. There is no life after this one. And I want this all to be over with. Our learning today was sponsored by the Nachyomi Chavruta in loving memory of David Hanan ben Michael v'Rachel, whose short years, despite immense challenges, were filled with Torah, family, and joy. His life left an indelible mark on our community and beyond. May the schus of our learning give his neshama an aliyah, and may his legacy continue to inspire.